is better here because the donkey believes in a spirituality somehow, right? How come that he will lose? In our story, he shouldn't lose. But he lose. We know. Why? Because the donkey knows this stuff, but doesn't believe. Deep down in his heart, there is no heart. The donkey is heartless. So the fox, yes, both are heartless. Heart is for the human being, they don't have it. But here, donkey starts with the good logic, then he will lose. But before he loses, Rumi wants to talk about it, because, yeah, this is a tricky stuff. Whenever we talk about jahd and tawakkul, we are worried, because somehow jahd will be the winner in you. Trying, having the effort, because the other one is what? Relying on something? Is it? No. Let me talk about this. Yes.
Exposition of the meaning of trust in God. The story of the ascetic who, making trial of his trust in God, abandoned his property and town and went far away from the beaten tracks and thoroughfares of men to the foot of a remote and inaccessible mountain. In extreme hunger, he laid his head upon a stone and fell asleep, saying to himself, "I put trust in thy providing the means and daily bread, and I cut myself off from means in order that I may experience the causation of trust in God."
All that explanation to say that, listen, when I say tawakkul, I'm using a word which, first of all, in Arabic, you know what it means, tawakkul? Means to have a lawyer, to have a representative, or to be represented somehow. That's vakil. Means what? Means beyond the logical effort that you do, there is something else. We talk about getting lucky. What is luck? Logically, explain to me what is luck. You cannot. All the people who go to Las Vegas, they lose their money, they're trying to get lucky. If you're lucky, you're not greedy to go and put whatever you have in that machine. Because you understand that you cannot be the winner, because the winner is obvious. Who is the winner? When you enter the casino, the guard who is standing there, the one who is cleaning, the one who is playing, the workers, they are all paid with what? The rent of the space. And it is made to make money. Capitalism. So what is luck? It's not luck, it's joy you should get. If you have enough money to get rid of, and it doesn't matter because you do it, okay, you could play a little bit over there. But you should understand the difference. Here, he wants to talk about this tawakkul. And he made up a story. And the story is simple. He explained it, that there is this fellow who hears that, yes, if you don't do anything, even God will somehow feed you. Don't worry. I said, let's try that. Yes.
A certain ascetic had heard the sayings of Mustafa, that the daily bread surely comes from God to the spirit.
What do you mean, assisted? This is Zahid. And you know what is Zahid? Zahid means when you're careful not to do anything against the religion or against the ruler. That's what Zohd is. Zahid is the one who tries to keep himself or herself clean. Yes.
Whether you will or no, your daily bread comes running to you because it is fond of you. By way of trial, that man went into the desert and immediately...
Is it good, the translation, that because it is fond of you? You know what is the word in Persian? Ishq, love. Mm-hmm. The word is that rizq, that stuff that you have to have, it's in love with you and will come to you. We're talking about love here. And he says, okay, that's it. Yes.
By way of trial, that man went into the desert and immediately lay down near a mountain, saying, I will see whether the daily bread will come to me, that my belief in daily bread may become firm. A caravan lost its way and marched towards the mountain. Saw lying there him who was making the trial. One said, how is this man destitute here in the wilderness, far from road and town? Oh, I wonder, is he dead or alive? He has no fear of wolves or enemies. They came on and touched him with their hands. That venerable man deliberately said nothing. He did not stir, he did not even move his head or open his eyes, because he was making a trial. Then they said, this poor disappointed man has had a stroke of apoplexy caused by hunger. They fetched bread and food in a kettle that they might pour it into his mouth and down his throat. Thereupon, the man purportedly clenched his teeth in order to see the truth of that promise. They felt pity for him and said, this man is starving and perishing with hunger and at the point of death. So they brought a knife and hastily made a rift in his closed teeth. They poured soup into his mouth and forced into it fragments of bread. He said, oh, even though thou art keeping silence, thou knowest the secret and art showing a disdain.
Suddenly he realized that, okay, I'm trying my best, but deep down I know it doesn't work. I know why this is happening. This is a made-up story. Better than this is made, and it's very famous that somebody will go to the Prophet and will say, hey, you claim that you know the future. What am I going to have for lunch today? Or they say, there is this mixture of the milk of the camel. He goes home, opens the door, doesn't go in. And wife says, what do we have for lunch? And we say, okay, I don't want it. I'll go somewhere else. We'll go to his mother. Opens the door. Mom, what do you have for lunch? I said, is that right? I don't eat lunch. We'll go out. We'll find a tree and we'll sleep over there. A couple of people are going around looking for a shadow. We'll come on there and put the table and say, come on, have a bite. We say, no. Looks, Shiranji Shishadar is there. He says, no. I said, why not? Are you our enemy? That's why you don't take our bread? In Arab situation, that's very bad. So they not go down. Feed him. This is the same story. Means what? Listen, he wanted to say what? He was talking about this tabakkul. here he said, okay, let me explain it. Once somebody heard from a prophet and he tried to try it and it didn't work. Means, are these trying stuff is logically correct, okay? But it doesn't work with this beyond the logic we are talking about. Some magic is there. Yes, this is the simple magic that, okay, he wants to quit eating, he's forced. Why? What? This is that point that he's making, that luck, yes, happenings. Aha, this is the point. The difference between we and the animal is they don't see the future. We do, right? But they don't see the future. We see a little bit of the future. We mistake about the future. We have done it so many times. This is what it is. It's try and effort. Doesn't succeed 100%. There are the other part. And right at the beginning in book 1, paragraph 1, Rumi said, people, you people who are here to listen to me, you know the rules. Huh? I don't give a damn about rules. You want to know the rules? Go to university. Education. That's where the logical rule is. Here, we talk about exception. Aha! That exceptional stuff is law, is not rule. And this is one of the explanations about that. Yes, sometimes you could try to do something. Will you succeed or not? Nobody knows. You will succeed or not. Let me tell you, there are times that you try not to do something and you don't succeed. This is one of that one. So it's always like this. It's not 100%. Because if it was 100%, then what are we talking about? If the rule of the universe is organized and it's going on, what the hell are we talking about here? These are all nonsenses. Even love is nonsense. This is what beyond the logic is. Logically, yes, you could try not to have the food, but it doesn't work. Yes, again.
His heart replied, I know and am purposely behaving. God is the provider for my soul and body. How should there be a trial more than this? The daily bread comes with joy to those who have patience.
Yeah. He said, okay, you could try it. You could try it, and there are times that you will see that your logical planning will never work, especially in the subject that we are talking about. Could you really plan to fall in love? Have you ever heard somebody saying that? That's what it is. Yes.
Well, the fox answered the ass and urged him to seek a livelihood. The fox said, read these stories and apply all your poor efforts to earning a living, a livelihood. God has given you hands. Do some work. Earn something. Help a friend. Everyone takes steps to earn something and helps others and helps other friends. Because all the earning is not done by one. There is a carpenter and also a water carrier and a weaver. By means of this partnership, the world is maintained. Everyone, by want, chooses some work. 'Tis not right to be a lick platter in the midst. The way of the Sunna is to work and earn.
Mean what? See? Rumi is bringing in this challenge, logical challenge.